英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon, welcome to the last show of 2017.
没错，今天呢是我们2017年的最后一期读美文课了哈。来年呢2018年的1月1号那个周一呢是我们的公共假日，没有直播节目。所以在今天这期节目当中呢，我们想为大家送出一些比较特别的关于新年的祝福。
Yeah, because today is our last program of the year, we're going to give you some tips how to start the yearExtra good, like how to like make 2018 your best year so far.
对，这样的一个辞旧迎新的日子里哈，想必大家呢都在为自己的来年做一些计划和打算哈，所谓的 New Year's resolutions. 其实我知道大家呢都已经很优秀了，而且大家未来呢也会成为更好的自己。那么我们呢就希望大家能够稍微在这样的一个时候，稍微的reflection 一下。
Yeah, New Year's resolutions give you like two things basically, that's what I always say at least. Like the one thing they give you is like goals to work towards, like you can write down in what ways you can challenge yourself in the next year and what things you would like to accomplish. And then the other thing they give you is reflection, like think aheadNext year, around this time, you can look back on your resolutions you made last year and then see how far you have come, and see what things you still have to work on, what things were unrealistic and what things are just notapplicable to your life anymore, and that's actually quite fun.
我们的目标呢都是在新年当中呢要去做一些什么啊，要去获取一些什么，要去得到一些什么，要去怎样获取成功，会成为一个更好的自己。那么今天呢我们想用这两篇小小的文章呢来祝愿大家在新年的时候向内看一下，用我们的内在的勇气呢去战胜一些恐惧，战胜那些阻碍你获得目标达成目的的那些东西，我们把它稍微的解放一下，解开一下，在来年呢希望大家都更无畏一些，更加不要畏手畏脚，所以这就是我们对大家的一种新年的期许和祝福吧。
Yeah, we all wish you that you become like the best version of yourself, like Jingjing said, that you all like be inspired and challenged toYeah, to take steps, take action towards like realizing your perfect life.
同样的这两则故事哈，都是两则寓言。第一个故事呢，是包括这个 the parrot who didn't fly, 是不会飞的鹦鹉。这个故事呢就讲到说，这个国王呢有两只鹦鹉，他们呢就请来了这个驯鸟师 trainer 啊，教他们如何飞翔。其中一只呢就开始自在翱翔了，而另外一只呢自然他来到王宫的那一天起就再也没有离开过他站立的树枝。
Yeah, the king who had two parrots, like he loved them very much, especially when they flew, because then he could see like their beautiful colors and like their elegance and gracefulness. Only one of the parrots refused to fly. He kept on sitting on a tree and really he did not want to fly. The king sent all kinds of trainers and caretakers to the parrots to make the parrots fly. No one succeeded.
哎，国王觉得很奇怪，于是呢就给他找了各种各样的驯鸟师啊、治疗师啊来帮助他飞翔。结果最后呢找到一个农夫啊，农夫用一个非常简单的方法就让他张开了翅膀。大家想一想，如果是你啊，你有一只鹦鹉的小鸟儿，它拒绝飞翔，那么你会用什么样的方法让它飞呢？我相信这个办法大家也能想到。第二个故事叫做 I am a coward, 字面意思是说呢是我是个懦夫，其实我们可以把它总结为是不再懦弱，说的是一个胆小的男孩呢去一个功夫 master 功夫师傅那里学习如何让自己变得更加的勇敢。这个师傅给了他一个非常奇怪的任务。
Yeah, the master told him that he should tell everyone he would meet that he was a coward. So he would have to walk up to passersby and say, "Hello, I'm a coward. Bye." And he had to do that consistently every single time he met someone else. Well, the boy was first afraid to do that. I mean, it is a little bit strange to do that, right? Mm. And it's a bit embarrassing. But by doing it again and again and again, the boy overcame his fear and he became a brave person.
厉害的师傅自然是有厉害的办法了。这样一个奇怪的任务练习完成以后呢，诶，这个小男孩找到了内在的勇气，终于战胜了恐惧。好，这两个故事送给大家。首先我们来进入第一个故事。The parrot who didn't fly.
The parrot who didn't fly. Once upon a time,There was a king who had gone to visit neighboring kingdoms. He was given a pair of baby macaw parrots by the king of the last kingdom where he was visiting. They were the most beautiful birds he had ever seen. So, upon returning to his kingdom, he called for a bird trainer and asked him to train the macaw parrots. The king also arranged a place in the palace garden for the parrots. He often looked at them from his palace window.As time passed, one day, the trainer came to the palace and informed the king that though one of the parrots was flying majestically high in the sky, the other was not moving from its branch since the day it had arrived. Upon hearing this, the king summoned trainers and healers from the nearby kingdoms. They all tried their best, but couldn't make the parrot fly. He even asked his courtiers to try to find a way to make the parrot fly, but you guessed it, they all failed. The parrot was not moving from his branch at all. Finally, after trying everything, the king thought that maybe he needed someone who was more familiar with the parrot's natural habitat. He asked his courtier to get a farmer from the countryside and take him to the parrot to see if he...can understand the problem with the parrot.
好，这是今天文段的第一段。好，我们一起来看一下，然后学习一些有趣的单词。
Once upon a time, there was a king who had gone to visit neighboring kingdoms.
还是从前啦，从前有个国王。Once upon a time, there was a king who had gone to visit neighboring kingdoms. 有位国王，他干嘛呢？他去邻国访问啊 ，neighboring kingdoms.
He was given a pair of baby macaw parrots by the king of the last kingdom where he was visiting.
那会儿呢是没有大熊猫啊，要是有 pandas 估计也送大熊猫了、
yeah.
啊，邻里友好。He was given 啊，他被赠予了一对 baby
macaw parrots.
Parrots 是鹦鹉，在我们的文节目当中呢也出现过多次了。这样的一种种类的鹦鹉叫做 macaw parrots.
Yeah.A macaw parrot is like a kind of parrot with a very long tail, and it's more colorful and more beautiful than other parrot sorts.
不知道大家见过没有，就是金刚鹦鹉。这种类型的鹦鹉呢，尾巴特别长，浑身的羽毛也非常的鲜艳，特别的漂亮。Baby, 一对小小的金刚鹦鹉。
They were the most beautiful birds he had ever seen.
当然啦，对于这个国王来说呢 ,they were the most beautiful birds he had ever seen. 哇，就觉得这个鹦鹉是他所见过的最美丽的鸟儿了。
So, upon returning to his kingdom, he called for a bird trainer and asked him to train the macaw parrots.
Upon returning, 就是再回来怎么怎么样以后。
Yeah, when he returned to his kingdom.
对，等于 when he returned to his kingdom. 当他回国以后，回到自己的王国以后呢，马上就召集来了 called for, 要求哈，国王就下令，请来了一位 bird trainer, 驯鸟师，干嘛呢？
To train the macaw parrots.
对了，要来训练这对金刚鹦鹉。诶，我们知道小鹦鹉是很能够被训练的啊。
Yeah, definitely. Like parrots, they can learn how to talk. They can learn like tricks that a dog can do as well. Like you throw a stick and they pick it up again. And they can, yeah, do things for you, like pour water for you. I saw that once. It's really like they're so smart.
这对鹦鹉可不得了，这接受的可都是宫廷待遇。 国王专门在花园里面还给他们安排地方啊，接受训练的。你看幸福不幸福
？The king also arranged a place in the palace garden for the parrots。
哎，大家看到了啊，这个文段呢，基本上读下来，文字是比较简单的。国王这个时候同时为他们安排了 arrange 安排
，yeah， to provide something like。Material, or in this case, a space that is needed to do something you want to do. So, yeah, the king, he wanted to make his parrots be trained, yeah? So, like, he thought, okay, I need a space for that. I need a good place where they can be trained. So he arranged a place in the palace garden for them to be trained.
Palace garden, 那就是宫廷花园，皇家花园。所以国王呢就在这宫廷花园里啊，为这对鹦鹉呢专门安排了一个地方。好，我看到我们的直播间当中有同学说 Macaw parrots， 他们还以为是 Macau parrots 、他们以为是澳门鹦鹉，这两个单词的读音是不一样的。
No, it's not Macaw parrots. I don't even know if that exists actually, but Macaw. So you really should pay attention that you don't pronounce the W here. Macaw.
对，这个金刚是 Macaw， Caw 是 Caw 的音，而澳门呢是 Macau， Au 的音，后面的拼写也不一样，是不是？啊 ，AU 跟 AW 的拼写是不一样的啊。感谢大家提出来，这个问题特别好。好，我们来说鹦鹉。
He often looked at them from his palace window.
对了，鹦鹉呢在外边训练吧，而且国王呢就经常透过这个宫殿的窗户啊，就开始看着这对小鸟。He often looked at them from his palace windows.
As time passed, one day the trainer came to the palace and informed the king that though one of the parrots was flying majestically high in the sky, the other one was not moving from its branch.Since the day it had arrived.
经过了一段时间以后呢，咱们就得来检验了哈，这两对小鹦鹉他们的训练成果如何。As time passed, 随着时间过去，过了些日子，有一天 ,one day, the trainer came to the palace. 好啦，训练师就来到了宫殿，就要禀报国王了哈。这个禀告呢，文中用了一个词叫 inform.
Yeah, inform. To inform someone about something, that means to officially tell someone something.
嗯，就是告知告知，但是它又有一个比较正式的意思，禀告启禀啊，启禀大王，这种 inform 就这单词。他就禀告国王说，哎 ,though, 虽然吧 ,one of the parrots, 其中的一只鹦鹉呢was flying majestically high in the sky. Majestically 作为一个副词，修饰 high， 怎么的一个高呢？
Well, if something is done majestically, then it's done in a way that is beautiful and impressive, but very calm and composed, very like dignified. That is majestically.
本来它的原意是雄伟的、庄严的、威严的。如果说 majestically high 作为副词的话，就形容它的这个飞翔啊，实在是太美丽了，实在是太壮观了。
Yeah, very impressive, very, yeah, just beautiful to look at, very calm and like peaceful.
太惊人了啊，又美丽又 calm 又 peaceful.
Yeah.
啊，那种优雅的这种飞翔啊，其中一只呢已经这么样的飞起来了，而另外一只呢
He was not moving from its branch since the day it had arrived.
完全是反差。另外一只啊，哎呦，打从来到宫殿的那一天起 ，was not moving， 动都不动。从哪儿动呢 ？From his branch， 他站立的那根树枝上，一动都不动。Since the day it had arrived.
Upon hearing this, the king summoned trainers and healers.From the nearby kingdoms.
这两只小鸟很有趣哈。
Yeah.
一只呢高高翱翔，一只呢就死守地站在这个枝头一动都不动。好，听到这样的事情以后 ,upon hearing this, 这国王就开始想办法了。The king summoned, 这个单词。
To summon That means that, that you officially order someone to come to a place to do something you want, or to come to your place to do something you want.
Mm.
So the king summoned trainers. That meant that he asks for trainers to come to his palace to, train his parrots.
它是召唤的意思。这个词呢，主要是上级专用。领导专用，国王专用，有权力的人专用啊！你要召唤谁谁谁来说，把那谁谁都给我喊过来。The summon the trainers， 训鸟师和 healers， 哎呦，还有治疗师啊！你看看，娇贵吧这些鸟儿。
Yeah, a healer is an old word actually. We don't use it anymore nowadays. It was used in the past to denote someone who was believed to be able to cure people who are ill with using special powers, usually magic or magical potions and herbs like strange elixirs, etc.
是一个老词。Yeah. Healers 都是指那种有魔力的、有魔法的。啊，或者有神奇招数的人，那现在用的很少了。想尽办法把各种各样的人啊都召唤过来解决问题。
They all tried their best.
每个人啊都已经是竭尽所能了。
But couldn't make the parrot fly.
但是这鸟就是不飞，怎么办呢？ Couldn't make the parrot fly.
He even asked his courtiers to try to find a way to make the parrot fly.
Courtier 是什么？
A courtier is someone who has an official position at the court of a king or queen.
也就是咱们所说的国王的大臣或者是朝臣。
Yeah, it's like a helper or assistant of a king.
对，大臣嘛，智囊团。把智囊团也叫过来了。To find a way to make the parrot fly. 就想让他们想办法，怎么着让这只鸟给我飞起来。
But they all failed.
全都以失败告终。Failed.
The parrot was not moving from his branch at all.
鹦鹉啊，可真是站在这个大树枝上，一动也不动。Parrot was not moving from his branch at all. 大家想一想 ，Why he was not moving?
Yeah, like why would he not be like move like the other parrot? Why would he be sitting there all day?
作为一只鸟啊，这个飞翔不是你的天性吗？
Yeah,
不是你的本性吗？为什么这只鸟它就不飞呢？
I mean, we have to keep in mind that this is a very young parrot. Like the king got them when they were babies, so they had never flown before. So maybe the bird was a little bit scared to do it.
对，就是因为他们害怕，因为他们还小，从小他就得训练他，教他如何会飞。所以你看那些在大自然中的那些，比如说像。Orphan birds.
Yeah.
他们都需要有人类来照料，教他们如何学习飞翔。啊，这只小鸟啊，胆儿特别小啊，不敢飞。
Finally, after trying everything, the king thought that maybe he needed someone who is more familiar with the parrot's natural habitat.
After trying everything, 在尝试了许许多多办法以后啊，国王就想说 ,maybe he needed someone who is more familiar with the parrot's natural habitat. 应该去找个人。这个人呢，他应该更加的熟悉 ,more familiar with something. Something what? With the parrot's
natural habitat.
解释一下这个短语。
A natural habitat of an animal is an area in nature that is not made or disturbed by people. In that area, a particular kind of animal lives. So, a zoo, for example, or your place, your house, is not the natural habitat of a monkey. But the jungle in Africa or in South America...is definitely the natural habitat of a monkey. It's like an area in nature not touched by humans where animals live.
自然栖息地，动物们的自然栖息地就是少有人去的地方，没有人干扰的地方。他就觉得是不是应该找一个更加熟悉这个鹦鹉自然栖息地的人来解决这个问题呢？ Natural habitat. 啊，有的同学已经说了， Just move to a new house.不习惯
maybe he's not used to the new area.
他说这个 big parrots, baby parrots, 这是搬到了新家，不太习惯，所以也不敢飞啊。也有这个可能性吧。好，所以接下来
，He asked his courtier to get a farmer from the countryside and take him to the parrot to see if he can understand the problem with the parrot.
于是他就让大臣派大臣去找了一位农夫 ，a farmer from the countryside, and take him to the parrot to see.就把农夫呢带到鹦鹉跟前儿啊，就看看他 ，see if he can understand the problems with the parrot。他能不能找到鹦鹉的问题呢？能不能呢？农夫肯定能。好，我们来看农夫是怎么解决这个问题的。
The next morning, the king was thrilled to see the parrot flying high above the palace gardens. He asked his servants to call that farmer to meet him.The servants quickly went and located the farmer who came and stood before the king. The king asked him, How did you make that parrot fly? With his hands folded out of respect, the farmer said to the king, It was very easy, your majesty. I simply cut the branch on which the bird was sitting. The moral of the story here is we are all gifted with energy to find success in our life.Just like that parrot on the branch. But often, we fail to gather the courage which is required to reach heights of success and end up clinging to the things that are familiar to us. We need to free ourselves from our comfort zone to explore new opportunities and find success beyond our capacity.
好，我们全国直播间当中的橙子的梦想这位同学在直播互动的时候留言说，飞行有风险，飞行需谨慎。你说的太对了，风险 risk 就是一个 keyword， 就是关键词。飞行对于飞翔和飞行对于这个小鹦鹉来说就是太有风险了，所以它不敢飞。
The next morning, the king was thrilledTo see the parrot flying high above the palace gardens.
第二天早上，国王完全是那样的一种状态，被震惊了，叫做 was thrilled to see something.
Yeah, if you are thrilled about something, you are very enthusiastic, very excited about something.
完全是很震惊，也很兴奋，很兴奋的看到了。
Yeah.
哎呀，看到了这个鹦鹉呢，竟然是 flying high above the palace gardens. 不仅是飞呀，飞得高高的。Flying high above the palace gardens. 完全是一反当日的景象。
He asked his servant to call that farmer to meet him.
马上他就要仆人啊，找来那个农夫。He asked his servant to call the farmer to meet him. 要见见他，要向他请教请教，是用什么样的法子呢？
The servant quickly went and located the farmer, who came and stood before the king.
仆人就去了啊。The servant quickly went, 急匆匆的就去了。去了以后呢， locate the farmer, 啊，这个单词我们用的很少。
Yeah.
Locate 一个人是什么意思？定位一个人。
Yeah, to locate something or someone, that means to find out the exact place where someone or something is. So the servant, he found out exactly where the farmer was. He found out the place where the farmer was.
字面意思并没有错， locate 是定位，把某人定位就是说确切地找出某人在什么地方，什么位置。然后他马上找到了农夫，把他带到了国王的面前。
He came and stood before the king.
他站在国王的面前来了。Came and stood before the king.
The king asked him, How did you make the parrot fly?
马上国王就问他，你是怎么样让鹦鹉飞起来的呢？
With his hands folded out of respect, the farmer said to the king,It was very easy, Your Majesty. I simply cut the branch on which the bird was sitting.
With his hands, 表伴随、with 短语 folded out, folded, 手折叠起来是什么意思？
Well, if you, like, he folded his hands, so he put his hands both together, like, as if he was praying a little bit, but then, like...He was not praying, of course, but he did that out of respect. Yeah, because he felt respect to the king. He had a feeling of admiration for the king.
Mm.
So if you do something out of respect, you do something because you feel you respect someone. Someone who is like right in front of you at that moment, or like someone who is holding a speech. So if you feel respect towards someone, you feel admiration for that person. You feel you should treat that person polite. So yeah, folding your hands together, that is very a respectful way to stand before the king.
所以 fold 就是交叉或者是折叠都行啊，这是一种礼仪。Out of respect, out of 是出于的意思，出于尊敬，或者你可以说表示尊敬，咱们可以这么说。然后他就跟国王说哈 ，The farmer said to the king, "It was very easy." 这很简单 ，Your Majesty, 陛下 ，Your Majesty。
Yeah.
一定要记得这个词哈，我们在看那些英剧的时候，称呼国王、女王都会用 Your Majesty.
Yeah, they're all Your Majesty. That is like a way to express, like to address the king or queen. No, doesn't matter if it's a king or if it's a queen. It's all Your Majesty.
这很简单，陛下。
I simply cut the branch on which the bird was sitting.
我只是把那只鸟站立的树枝剪了下来。
Yeah, so like imagine a bird sitting on a branch and you cut the branch. Then the bird, yeah, has to fly, right? Because otherwise the bird will fall down on the ground. So like that kind of triggered the bird to finally overcome his fear and start flying.
听到这里呢，大家都是哈哈一笑，觉得cut the branch. 好，把树枝给剪了，那它肯定就会飞了，是不是？就这么简单。你不是害怕飞吗？那给你剪了，剪了你就不得不飞了，你总不能掉到地上去吧，所以你就必须飞啊！为了你的生存，你必须要飞走。 I simply cut the branch 树枝 on which the bird was sitting. 好，这么简单的一个故事啊，农夫也用了一个简单的办法就让它飞起来了。那么这个故事有什么寓意呢？
Yeah, it's a simple story maybe, but with a very deep moral and a very like important lesson to learn and take with you in the new year, of course. The moral is that we are all gifted with energy to find success in our life.
We are all gifted. 啊，我们都被赋予了，或者说我们天生都已经具备了这样的一种 energy 能力。
To find success in our life.
去寻找生活中的成功，就是每个人自己成功的可能性。
But often fail to gather the courage which is required to reach heights of success and end up clinging to the things that are familiar to us.
但是为什么成功的人总是少数呢？就是因为大多数人都 failed, 在某一方面呢，他失败了，就是在gather the courage, 集聚勇气这方面做不到。什么样的勇气呢？这个勇气是 which is required to reach heights of success, 达到成功的高度的那种勇气。因为没有这个勇气，哎呀，不敢去试尝试，缩手缩脚，畏手畏脚，结果呢 end up, 结果就是 clinging to, 紧紧地握着啊，紧紧地抓住 things that are familiar to us, 紧紧地依偎在自己熟悉的环境当中。
We need to free ourselves from our comfort zone to explore new opportunities and find success beyond our capacity.
又出现了这个词，就是一个人的舒适区 comfort zone. 在这个舒适区里，你会觉得一切都很安全，
yeah.
一切都很 OK, 所以没有必要去冒险，干嘛要去飞呢？站在枝头上多好呀。
Yeah, a comfort zone is a situation that you are familiar with, like that you are comfortable in and that you're not really being challenged or tested. Like a comfort zone can be when you finish work, you go home, put on your pajamas, watch TV all night. That's a comfort zone for sure. It can also be a job you really, really don't like, but you keep on doing it because you're used to it. You really are not motivated to find something else or to find ways to make your job like happier for you or more satisfying to you. No, you just stay in the same situation without changing because you're afraid to change it.
So we need to free ourselves. 我们需要的是释放自我，把自我呢解放出来。From our comfort zone, 就从这个舒适区当中解脱出来。To explore, 去发现，去探索 new opportunities, 新的机会，寻求更大的成功。Find success beyond our capacity, 甚至可能是超越我们自身能力的更大的成功。
Yeah.We all like know those people, right? Like they complain about like a friendship they have. They really don't like a certain person, but they keep on having contact with that person. Or the person on the work floor who keeps complaining about some job he has to do or like etc. They complain and complain for years maybe.But they never do something to change the situation.
你看，新年来了吧？在新年当中，每一个人每一年新年的时候，都希望能够有一个更好的自己，是不是
？Yeah，
更好的自己从哪儿开始呢？就得从那个你敢于走出自己的舒适区开始。
Yeah， and
迈出那一步，是不是
？And it is like it makes sense. I mean, change is always scary. We humans, we like.Repetition. We like, situations we are familiar with. If we do things we never done before, or if we try out new things, of course it's scary. But that it's scary doesn't mean you don't have to try it.
有人幸运能够遇到农夫给他把枝头剪了，让他不得不飞起来。要是没有人没有遇到那个农夫的话，可能就只能没有那个，只能自己在没有勇气的情况下 stay in your comfort zone 了，只能自己暗自嗟叹，怀才不遇了。
Yeah, and like most things that that you are afraid of, like most worries you have, 9 out of 10 they won't come true. They won't be real.
大家说了，有时候呢想离开 comfort zone, 想去挑战一下新环境，别人呢又要说你是穷折腾，折腾自己的，让别人说去吧。啊，人生就是要折腾。这是第一个故事，我们来看第二个。I am a coward.
The next story is called I'm a coward. One cowardly person came to a master of martial arts and asked to teach him bravery. The master looked at him and said, I will teach you only on one condition. 1 month, you will have to live in a big city and tell every person that you meet that you are a coward. You will have to say it loudly, openly,while looking straight into the person's eyes. The person got really sad because this task seemed very scary for him. For a couple of days, he was very sad and thoughtful. But to live with his cowardice was so unbearable that he traveled to the city to accomplish his mission. At first, when meeting passers, he quailed, lost his speech, and couldn't contact anyone.But he needed to finish the master's task. So he began to overcome himself. When he came up to his first passer to tell about his cowardice, it seemed to him that he would die from fear. But his voice sounded louder and more confident with every passing day. Suddenly came a moment when the man caught himself thinking that he was not scared anymore. And the further he continued doing the master's task, the more convinced he was that the fear was abandoning him. That way, the month passed. The person came back to the master, bowed to him, and said, Thank you, teacher. I finished your task. Now I'm not afraid anymore. But how did you know that this strange task will help me? The thing is that cowardice is only a habit.And by doing the things that scare us, we can destroy stereotypes and come to the conclusion that you came to. And now you know the bravery is also a habit. If you want to make bravery a part of yourself, you need to move forward into fear. Then your fear will go away and bravery will take its place.
第二个故事呢，也是关于突破自己局限的。如果一个人他非常的懦弱，非常胆小，我们叫他叫做 the coward.
Yeah, if someone is very like afraid to try out a lot of things, like afraid to like for little things like crossing the street or like making a phone call, then that person is a coward.
懦弱啊，大家说懦弱是什么意思？就是胆小呗， 缩手缩脚呗，不敢呗，啊，懦弱呗，也担当不起呗 ，coward。你看一个人，当他可以自信的说出 "I'm not a coward" 的时候，他一定是找到了内在的勇气。
One cowardly person came to a master of martial arts.
形容词咯 ，cowardly, cowardly, cowardly, 懦弱的人 came to 去到一个 master of martial arts 功夫武术大师那里。
Yeah, it's like a karate or judo or kung fu or wushu. They are all like sports that are based on Asian forms of the fighting.
去干嘛呢
？Asked him.To teach him bravery.
想学习勇敢 teach him bravery. 名词 bravery, 形容词 brave, B-R-A-V-E, bravery, 名词。
Yeah, bravery is an other word for brave behavior. That is a, like a behavior that involves taking risk. And like taking a risk that might cause problems for you, but you still do it even though you are afraid to do it.
大师呢就看着他。就说你看大师都是这样的有绝活啊。
The master looked at him and said, I will teach you only on one condition.
On one condition 的意思只在一个条件之下。
Yeah, on one condition is used for saying that one specific thing needs to happen before another thing can happen.
想要从我这里学习勇敢。那你首先得答应我一个条件。
One month, you will have to live in a big city and tell every person that you meet on your way that you are a coward.
给他派了一个非常奇怪的任务啊，整整一个月，整整一个月。One month, you will have to live in a big city. 你要去一个大城市住着。住在那儿以后呢，Tell every person that you meet, 去告诉你遇到的每一个人，跟他们说啊 ,on your way, that you are a coward. 跟在那里遇到的每一个人都说你是一个懦夫。
You have to say it loudly, openly.
要怎么说呢？你要大声地说，非常大大方方的，大声地说出来 ,loudly, openly.
While looking straight,into the person's eyes.
同时要直直地直视着对方的眼睛。Look straight into one's eyes.
Yeah, if you look straight into someone's eyes, you look at someone when you're talking to him or her to show that what you're saying is true. And you try to convince that person that it is true.
这就是一种 bravery, 勇敢的表现哈。
Yeah, it's very brave to do that.
关键是你看着别人的眼睛大大方方的说法，还说自己是个懦夫。你说这真是需要勇气的啊。
The person got really sad.
结果这个人呢非常非常的难过。
Because this task seemed very scary to him.
因为这项任务啊对他来讲似乎真的是太可怕了。太可怕了 ,very scary to him.
For a couple of days, he was very sad and thoughtful.
好几天 ,a couple of days, 他一直都是处于那种非常忧心忡忡的状态。既 sad, 难过难受又 thoughtful, 多思多虑。
But to live with his cowardice was so unbearable that he traveled to the city to accomplish his mission.
但是呢与这种可怕相比的是更难以忍受的是什么呢 To live with his cowardice 来了又是一个名词 Cowardice 懦弱
Yeah, cowardice is like behavior that shows that you are not brave enough That you are a coward
哎是与他实在是不能 live with 忍受自己的这份懦弱了 So unbearable 实在是忍不了了于是他决定Travel to the city to accomplish his mission. 那就去吧，动身前往那座城市，去完成自己的任务。
At first, when meeting passers, he quailed, lost his speech, and couldn't contact anyone.
我们看一开始啊，这个行为是怎么样的？肯定很不顺利了，肯定很可怕了。一遇到路人 ，when meeting passers。
Yeah, a passer is someone who is walking past a place or a person in this case. Like right at the moment where something unusual happens. So like someone who is just passing by the guy who was standing there telling everyone he was a coward. That is called a passer.
那 quail 的是什么意思呢?
Well, to quail, that means to be very afraid.So afraid that your body just shakes and trembles a bit.
身体因为恐惧啊而发抖。哎，特别特别害怕，张不了口，张不了口。
And then he lost his speech.
完全说不出话。大家看，我们说说不出话叫丢掉了某人的语言。
Yeah, he was so afraid that he really couldn't think of anything to say anymore. Like he remained silent.
Lost one's speech, 失语了。
And couldn't contact anyone.
也没有办法跟任何人接触 contact, 接触。
But he needed to finish the master's task.
但是他又必须得完成这大师交给他的任务啊，这可怎么办？
So he began to overcome himself.
所以他决定要 overcome oneself. Overcome, 战胜。
Yeah, if you overcome something, you succeed in dealing with or controlling a problem. Well, here he overcomes himself, so that means that he controlled himself. Like he was afraid, but he could control it. In that way, he could actually start telling people that he was a coward.
Began to overcome himself. 开始要战胜自己了。来吧，开始吧。
When he came up to his first passer to tell about his cowardice.
好，当他 came up to, 啊，这也是一个动词的动作，是什么呢？走上前去，走向谁谁谁。Came up to his first passer, 第一位路人，去告诉他们关于他自己的这个 cowardness, 是个懦夫这件事情的时候。
It seemed to him,That he would die from fear.
对于他自己来说呀，哎呀，这简直这感觉就像要被吓死了一样。He would die from fear. 好像要，是吧？
Yeah, that he would like, oh my god, this is so scary, I'm going to die. Like, this is like, I cannot do this. That was he was thinking.
同学们在这个网络流行语当中说，吓呆了，其实就是吓死了，啊，差一点就要吓死了。
But,His voice sounded louder and and more confident with every passing day.
但是只要你迈出第一步，这之后呢也就简单了。他的这个声音啊听上去是更加的 louder, 越来越洪亮了，越来越响亮了，而且呢也越来越有自信了， more confident with every passing day. 随着日子一天天过去，哎呀，这个状态越来越好了。
Suddenly came a moment,
忽然间来到了这样的一个点，一个时候， a moment,
when the man caught himself thinking that he was not scared anymore.
大家看英文中的表达很有意思， caught oneself thinking, 要抓住某人正在想什么，哈。
Yeah, if you get yourself thinking something, you realize that you think something. You find yourself thinking about something, like, and you did not expect to think that.
其实这个短语的意思，你看，抓住某人在想什么，不就是意识到自己在做什么了？啊，他突然间意识到了，
yeah,
他感觉到了。
You suddenly realize that you're thinking something.
Caught himself thinking that he was not scared anymore. 诶，突然间有一那么一天，他觉得自己没有完全没有恐惧了，完全不害怕了。
Yeah, because he was doing it every day. He was telling every day, every single passer, I'm a coward, I'm a coward, I'm a coward. So, constantly saying that made him less and less afraid. And then suddenly, once he said, I'm a coward to someone, and then he thought, hey, I just said that just now, and I'm not afraid anymore.
就是你害怕的那件事情啊，你天天去做，做到后来你就麻木了。
Yeah.
麻木了以后，你就他那这个害怕这事儿呢，就不存在了。
It's with everything, like everything that is first scary to you. If you try it and keep trying it and keep doing it, then you won't be afraid anymore later on.
天长日久，连害怕都麻木了。你看。
And the further he continued doing the master's task, the more convinced he was, that the fear was abandoning him.
虽然是长句子，但是结构非常简单。the more 结构，越怎么样就越怎么样。The further, 就是越多的，越多的 continue in doing the master's task。他越来越多的继续的完成了大师给他的任务。The more, 他越来越 convinced, 确信自己呀。Fear was abandoning him. 他发现恐惧已经抛弃他了。Abandoning him.
Yeah, to abandon, that means to leave. Like, so if a feeling like fear is abandoning you, it means that you don't feel that feeling anymore. That feeling gradually goes away.
所以 that way, the month passed.就这样一个月过去了。
The person came back to the master, bowed to him, and said,
这个人回到了大师那儿，然后向他鞠了一躬。Bow, B-O-W, bow to someone.
That's to bend your body forwards to, from the waist, to show respect for someone, to, yeah, out of respect, you can bow.
他说，谢谢老师。
Thank you, teacher.I finished your task.
我完成了您交给我的任务。
Now, I'm not afraid anymore.
现在我已经不再害怕了。
But how did you know that this strange task will help me?
但是您是怎么知道的？这样的一个 strange task, 奇怪的任务，它会帮到我呢？ Will help me.
The thing is that cowardice is only a habit.
我们来听师傅是怎么语重心长地说解释的。问题的关键就在于 The thing is that cowardice is only a habit. 懦弱只是一种习惯而已。
And by doing the things that scare us, we can destroy stereotypes and come to the conclusion that you came to.
那么通过做这样的一些事，By doing the things that scares us, 通过做那些让我们感觉到害怕，让我们感觉到恐惧的事情呢，我们就可以打破，摧毁 destroyed stereotypes, 就是那种一成不变的东西。
Yeah, stereotype is a very strong idea about what a particular person is like. Like, for example, if you see a very skinny boy, you think, oh, that boy is probably a coward or a nerd, or like, you can have a lot of negative stereotypes. Stereotypes are usually negative. Like, they give a negative judgment about people based on very simple things such as looks.
Stereotypes 是一种认知的模式，不变的认知模式。我们呢就可以打破这种认知模式。
And now you know.
And come to the conclusion. 然后呢就得到一个什么
?That you came to.
You came to. 然后你就能够得到一个结论。
And now you know that bravery is also a habit.
现在你知道了，现在你知道了，知道什么？勇敢也是一种习惯。
And if you want to make bravery a part of yourself,
好，如果你想让这个 bravery 成为你自己的一部分，意思就是说，如果你想变得勇敢的话，你要怎么做？
You need to move forward into your fear.
就是这个短语 move forward. Move 是前进， forward 是更向前。去到哪儿呢？ Into your fear.你就要什么？面对恐惧，迎难而上。
Then your fear will go away.
这样的话，你的恐惧才会烟消云散。
And bravery will take its place.
勇敢就自然的取而代之了。Take its place, 代替，代替。
Yeah, so your fear will be replaced by bravery.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with everything. Also, like with the first story, is like the parrot. Like he kept on being afraid and afraid. And also this boy, he kept on being like afraid to do something, to do things. Up till the moment they tried it. Up till the moment they like dared to do it, finally. And then they found out that all the things they worried about just did not happen.All the things that made them afraid, they just did not happen.
好，这个人他的问题是什么？他的问题是他胆小。
Yeah.
他不勇敢，他不敢，他就是他特别的，就是特别的 coward， 特别懦弱。
Yeah, and that is, yeah, he was scared to admit that. He was very scared to be that. And also, like, he, yeah, just didn't want to be like that. He really wanted to change that.
哎，师父告诉他说，哎呀，这懦弱呀，不是什么大不了的事儿，不过是一种 habit 而已。
Yeah.
你看，我们告诉大家，什么是 habit? Language is a habit.
Yeah.
语言也是一种习惯，对不对？
Yeah.No matter if it's difficult or not, language is a habit. The more you do it, the better you'll become in it. As well as with, like, bravery. The more you do something brave, the more brave you become.
对，你说像人的这种个性啊，懦弱呀，勇敢啊，对吧？语言啊，这些它都是一种 habit。只要是 habit, 那就好办了，你就可以 practice makes perfect。
Yeah,
就可以去练习了。
That's for sure, that's for sure.
你看他为了克服这个 cowardness, 他练习了一个月好了。一个月 a month 就可以 get rid of cowardice.
Well, actually, the scientific research shows that habits take about a month to break or to create. So if you have the habit of smoking, for example, and you want to quit in the next year, that's a very popular New Year's resolution, then give yourself a month. Give yourself a month to...Try not to smoke. And then, eventually, it will become a habit after that month.
任何事情啊都是这样的。你看啊，好像恐惧胆小是一个很大的事情，是不是？他希望到师父那里去说，师父，你告诉我一个方法，马上我就能够变得勇敢。师父告诉他，这不可能。
You have to go and practice it. Yeah, go and practice. You need at least a month. Everything, of course, takes time. And once again, people love things that they are familiar with. People like habits. People need habits to survive. But if they are, like, negative, and if they influence your life in a negative way, like, you keep on doing something that actually you really don't like, and that makes your life miserable. But you are keeping doing that to, because it gives you a comfortable feeling, then you should change it.
有人说我想戒烟，能不能告诉我一个方法马上就戒烟？那你得自己去先戒一个月啊，对不对？啊，有人经常给我们发私信说，老师，我怎么能学好英语？啊，估计这样的人呢，他就到处去问各种各样的人说怎么能学好。他期望的是什么？他不是期望方法，他是期望有人给他捷径。可能吗？不可能。 Language is also a habit.
Yeah,
不可能。
Definitely.
好，总结起来吧，这两个故事呢都是关于我们如何去突破自己的局限。
Yeah, we hope that you kind of take the lesson from these stories and try to break out of your comfort zones, like in several aspects of your life in the next year.
就是希望大家在新年当中呢能够更加的无畏一点，就是真的敢放手去放手一搏，就是敢放手去做一些事情，就不要那么畏手畏脚的，哎，想的太多呀，担心这担心那呀。你只要觉得这个事情你自己想做，那就去做。
Yeah, and try your best. You don't want next year to sit there with your list of resolutions you make this year and regret things.
对，你想想，比如说有的人经常去那健身房吧，啊
，Yeah，
就找借口说自己不去，但是他发现他没有去以后的那种痛苦，跟他锻炼完了以后的那种痛苦相比。那个没去的痛苦更大一些。
Definitely true.
所以啊 be brave, 好不好？
You can do it.
我们就是希望大家能够每个听友哈，我们所有的全国各地的听友们，我们新年对大家的唯一的期许和期望就是希望你们都能够自己解放自己、
yeah.
然后去成为更好的自己啊，先把这个障碍打破，然后你们再去做你们自己想做的事情。
Yeah, become the best version of yourself in 2018.
对，怕什么就去做什么，好不好？
Yeah.
哎，祝大家都有一个啊达成目标的更加 free yourself 的2018年。
加油、加油。
好，谢谢 Judy 老师，谢谢大家的收听。
Thank you for listening. See you next time. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace of doubt in my mind.